This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Immunosuppression linked to rare T-cell lymphoma in transplant recipients, NEJM case report. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Piakadze, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Preliminary evidence. A new case report in the New England Journal of Medicine documents the development of peripheral T-cell lymphoma in a transplant recipient receiving long-term immunosuppressive therapy. The case highlights the complex relationship between immunosuppression and secondary malignancies in organ transplant patients. Key takeaways: peripheral T-cell lymphoma can develop a SRR but serious complication of chronic immunosuppressive therapy. Transplant recipients require ongoing surveillance for secondary malignancies beyond the commonly monitored cancers. Early recognition and multidisciplinary management are essential for optimal patient outcomes. 2 to 3 times increased cancer risk in transplant recipients on immunosuppression, cancer risk categories in transplant recipients, relative risk compared to general population skin. Cancers 20 to 50 post-transplant lymphoproliferative disorder 10-30 time, Kaposi sarcoma 8-20 time, peripheral T-cell lymphoma 2 to 5 time. Source: Transplantation Registries 2020-2024, Georgian Medical Journal News, Case Presentation and Clinical Course. The NEJM case report describes a patient who developed peripheral T-cell lymphoma following years of immunosuppressive therapy after organ transplantation. The patient initially presented with nonspecific symptoms, including fatigue, weight loss, and lymphadenopathy, that prompted further investigation. Diagnostic workup revealed enlarged lymph nodes with histological features consistent with peripheral T-cell lymphoma, not otherwise specified. The diagnosis was confirmed through comprehensive immunohistochemical analysis and molecular studies that identified characteristic T-cell markers and clonal T-cell receptor gene rearrangements. Immunosuppression and malignancy risk. Chronic immunosuppressive therapy, while essential for preventing organ rejection, significantly increases the risk of developing secondary malignancies. The World Health Organization recognizes immunosuppression as a major risk factor for various cancers, particularly those with viral etiologies. Transplant recipients face a 2 to 3-fold increased overall cancer risk compared to the general population, according to data from the National Cancer Institute. While post-transplant lymphoproliferative disorder, PTLD, is the most commonly recognized lymphoid malignancy in this population, peripheral T-cell lymphomas represent a rarer but clinically significant complication. The mechanisms underlying T-cell lymphomagenesis in immunosuppressed patients remain incompletely understood. Reduced immune surveillance, chronic antigenic stimulation, and direct oncogenic effects of immunosuppressive medications may all contribute to malignant transformation. For comprehensive analysis of cancer risks in transplant patients, see clinical updates on post-transplant complications. Diagnostic challenges and management considerations. Peripheral T-cell lymphomas present unique diagnostic challenges due to their heterogeneous clinical presentation and complex histological classification. Unlike B-cell lymphomas, which are more common in immunosuppressed patients, T-cell lymphomas often exhibit aggressive behavior and may be resistant to standard treatment protocols. The case highlights the importance of maintaining high clinical suspicion for malignancy in transplant recipients presenting with constitutional symptoms or lymphadenopathy. Early tissue biopsy and specialized hematopathological evaluation are crucial for accurate diagnosis and appropriate treatment planning. Multidisciplinary management involving transplant specialists, hematologists, and oncologists is essential for optimizing outcomes. Treatment decisions must balance cancer therapy efficacy with the risk of organ rejection, often requiring careful modification of immunosuppressive regimens. Recent research in oncology studies suggests that newer targeted therapies may offer improved outcomes with reduced toxicity. Surveillance and prevention strategies. The case underscores the need for comprehensive cancer surveillance programs in transplant recipients. Current guidelines from the International Transplantation Society recommend regular screening for common malignancies, but specific protocols for rare cancers like peripheral T-cell lymphoma remain limited. Preventive strategies include optimizing immunosuppressive protocols to minimize cancer risk while maintaining graft function. Some centers have implemented reduced immunosuppression protocols for patients at high malignancy risk, though this approach requires careful individualization. Patient education regarding cancer warning signs and the importance of regular follow-up care is crucial. Transplant recipients should be counseled about their increased cancer risk and encouraged to report concerning symptoms promptly to their healthcare team. Peripheral T-cell lymphoma represents a rare but potentially life-threatening complication of chronic immunosuppressive therapy in transplant recipients. Case authors, New England Journal of Medicine, 2025. What this means for patients. Transplant recipients should be aware of increased cancer risk and report concerning symptoms like unexplained weight loss, fatigue, or enlarged lymph nodes to their healthcare team. For clinicians, maintain high suspicion for secondary malignancies in immunosuppressed patients and ensure appropriate surveillance protocols are in place. For policymakers, consider developing comprehensive cancer surveillance guidelines specifically for transplant recipients and ensure access to specialized diagnostic services. Frequently asked questions: how common is peripheral T-cell lymphoma in transplant recipients? Peripheral T-cell lymphoma is rare, occurring in less than 1% of transplant recipients. However, the risk is 2 to 5 times higher than in the general population due to chronic immunosuppression. What are the warning signs of lymphoma in transplant patients? Key symptoms include unexplained weight loss, persistent fatigue, night sweats, enlarged lymph nodes, and recurrent infections. These symptoms warrant prompt medical evaluation. Can immunosuppressive medications be safely reduced if cancer develops? Immunosuppression modification requires careful coordination between transplant and oncology teams. Gradual reduction may be possible while monitoring for organ rejection signs. This case report contributes important insights into the spectrum of malignancies associated with chronic immunosuppression and emphasizes the ongoing need for vigilant cancer surveillance in transplant recipients. As transplant survival rates continue to improve, understanding and managing long-term complications like secondary malignancies becomes increasingly important for optimizing patient outcomes. Source: Immunosuppression-Associated Peripheral T-Cell Lymphoma,